Could refugees sent to Nauru and Manus Island be resettled elsewhere? Australia is in negotiation with Malaysia, the Philippines and Indonesia to move some of the 1,400 refugees in Australian offshore detention centres to these locations. There have also been talks with three other nations, but Julie Bishop, the foreign minister, has not disclosed which countries, saying these discussions are in the early stages. The government has said asylum seekers entering by boat won't ever be allowed to settle in Australia, but those who are found to be legitimate refugees can't be sent back to their home countries either. So where does Australia's negotiations to resettle asylum seekers leave those waiting in detention? And also in Brisbane, a one-year-old baby named Asha is to remain in Australia after long public protests. Just how important is this development? To find out more, we're talking to Tim O'Connor from the Refugee Council of Australia. Good morning, Tim. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks, Mitch.
So this plan, looking to other countries to settle Australia's asylum seekers, has been tried before under the previous government. Was it successful then?
Well, there certainly hasn't been a lot of success. Australia's scrambling around and have been scrambling for quite a number of years now to resettle the more than 1,000 people that still remain on Manus and Nauru, who remain, you know, in interminable limbo, suffering. Of course, we've seen sexual abuse and those sorts of horrible things. There's even been murder. None of those cases have ever come to court. There's been no convictions. They're suffering greatly. They certainly need a solution. But as we've seen with $55 million, Australia did a deal with Cambodia. Five people went there. We've, you know, seen Australia trying to do deals with the Philippines and even places like Kazakhstan. It's not been successful so far. And of course, there's many, there's, you know, over 20 million refugees in the world. Last year, less than 110,000 of them were resettled in other countries. Australia's got, you know, over 1,000, and the rest of the world thinks that Australia should be doing its bit and looking after those people.
If asylum seekers were to agree to go to somewhere like Malaysia or the Philippines or even Indonesia, how would conditions, say, there compare if they were resettled in Australia?
Well, conditions are incredibly difficult. In a place like Sisarua, where there's quite a number of refugees at the moment, there's more than 10,000 refugees in Indonesia already, which are waiting for resettlement. Many of them have to wait around 18 months after they actually go to the UNHCR office and register before their claims are even begun to be looked at. And in that interim period, those people aren't able to access fundamental things like work. They can't legally work. They can't send their kids to school. It's very difficult to access healthcare services. So it's a very difficult situation for people that are already there applying to be refugees in Indonesia. Indonesia, of course, is a you know, fairly poor country, certainly growing economically, but it's very difficult if you're on the outside. You can't legally work, you can't send your children to school, you can't get access to fundamental things like healthcare. It makes it very difficult to survive.
Now, the New Zealand PM, Sir John Key, was in Australia last week, and his country have offered to take some of Australia's refugees. But why hasn't Malcolm Turnbull and Tony Abbott before him taken them up on this offer, do you think?
It's something that's bizarre to us that, you know, New Zealand has a relatively small refugee intake. It takes about 750. It's due to increase that over the coming years. But he was going to offer Australia 150 of those places. And, of course, you know, those 37 babies that were born here in Australia, which are part of the 267 people under the M68 High Court case that are being threatened to be sent back to Nauru, could be resettled very quickly in New Zealand and could begin to restart their lives and the lives of their families, which are you know, currently stuck in a terrible limbo. Mm.
But why hasn't Australia taken this offer up, do you think?
Well, I think what the Prime Minister says is that you know, and his predecessor before him, Tony Abbott, said is that these people will never be resettled in Australia, and so citizens of New Zealand can come and go to Australia as they please. Mm. And you know, therefore, they see it as a what they call a backdoor entry, which just it remains so bizarre, and it's just indicative of how crazy the Australian approach to, you know, this issue is. We look at it as, you know, we're taking a solo approach, a unilateral approach. We're not engaging with the rest of the world. And refugees are obviously an international problem, and we can only really resolve it sustainably if we have international cooperation.
And just one final question, Tim. Big news yesterday up in Brisbane. Baby Asha has been confirmed. Minister Peter Dutton said she can remain in Australia instead of being sent back to Nauru or Manus Island. Just how significant is that development, do you think?
Well, it's a huge development. I was just listening to the Minister for Immigration on the radio then saying Baby Asher and her family have been moved into community detention. Of course, they were threatened to be sent back to Nauru, where Baby Asher was badly burnt recently. It's a huge victory, and what it shows is that the government is listening to the community on this. So we want to applaud everyone who's been out there, you know, for the last 15 years, but certainly in the last couple of weeks, standing up and saying, let these people stay. And I think the fact that we know Baby Asher's name, we've seen her face, it makes it personal, and so much of the secrecy that these operations hide behind means that we can't understand the people who are directly involved. And Baby Asher's really cut through that, but there are 267 other people in a similar situation that could be sent back to Nauru anytime. So we need to remain vigilant. It's definitely an important victory, and it shows that when there is people out there committed to making something happen, the government, even a government like this, will listen. So thank you very much for everyone who's been out there and involved, and let them stay. And we encourage you to keep up that pressure.
All right, Tim, we'll leave it there. But thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Thanks, Mitch.